genuinely, I don't think that humanity desires happiness. Like when people say, oh, most of life for so many people is the pursuit of happiness, I actually would argue that life is not about the pursuit of happiness, but it's about the pursuit of fullness. And I think when you pursue fullness, the only thing in this life that can give you fullness, that can give you the thing that we all pursue to fill the void, to cure our hearts, to break the chains, so we can walk away from addiction, so we can walk away from negative self-thinking, so we can walk away from all the things that plague us and drag us down, so we can step into fullness, freedom, joy, love, peace. The only thing that's going to allow us to do that is living intimately and closely with Jesus. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Questions with Caden. I'm your host, Caden Fabrizio, and I'm so excited and honored that you clicked on this podcast. I really believe that this is going to be something so special. I've been praying for this podcast, believing for this podcast, and this week I'm even fasting for this podcast, so your boy's a little hungry, and I'm just really believing that God has so much in store for everything that he wants to do in this podcast, for ways that people are just going to be set free, that these questions are going to answer so many things and solve so many hiccups and barriers and walls that have kept people from knowing Jesus fully. If you didn't have a chance or don't know the origins of this podcast, last year, about a year ago, I launched this podcast called Questions with Caden. I did 3 episodes, and those 3 episodes were good. I was happy with them, but I felt like there was so much more that God had in store for this podcast. So many more things he wanted to do with this podcast, and I felt like I wasn't in the place where I could offer those things yet. And so I took a year and I prayed over this podcast, and I believed, and I just improved my relationship with him. I got to know him deeper and closer and more intimate. And then just really felt like God said to release this podcast again. It hit it hard and hit it heavy. And so I'm really excited to be launching Questions with Caden. The purpose of this podcast is really, really simple. I believe that there's so many questions that believers ask that they never get answered. And those answers or lack of answers become barriers and become walls and become hiccups in their faith that never allow them to truly step into the fullness and the intimacy, the power, the freedom, the joy, the peace, the love, the happiness of an intimate relationship with Jesus. And I just so deeply want people to know Jesus in that way that I felt like the best way for people to get to know God, the best way for people to become more intimate with Jesus is to have the answers that are keeping them far from him taken away so that they can get close to him. And so I'm really excited to be doing this podcast where in every single episode, I and potentially a guest that I'm going to be having on will take one question and dissect that question, answer it in the best possible way that we can so that that question can stop being something that is hindering a believer's faith or hindering the ability for someone to grow in their faith or to step into new faith or to believe for things in their future or to have freedom or to break chains. Because I believe that questions are so powerful. Yet a question can set someone free, and a question can also put someone in bondage. And so I'm believing through the power of this podcast, the power of Jesus, as we answer questions, we're going to be setting so many listeners free to step into all that God has for them. This podcast is called Questions with Caden, but really it's a launching pad for listeners to step into the fullness of Jesus. And I'm so honestly excited just for everything that's going to happen. This podcast is going to be coming out, as of now, twice a month, once with me and once a month with a good friend of mine, a guest. Next episode's guest is actually really, really exciting. I'm not going to tell you who they are yet because I just want you to be on your toes a little. But I'm so excited. The next guest is just an amazing, amazing person who has made my life so much better, who is so wise. But today you are stuck with me, just me, and we're going to jump into the first question. I just felt like over the last basically year that I've prayed over this podcast, I've been trying to figure out what was going to be the first question. And to be 100% genuine with you guys, I could not figure out what the first question was going to be until last night driving in my car. I was driving in the car and I was praying. I was like, Lord, we're filming tomorrow. We're recording tomorrow. I don't know what this first question is going to be. I just, it needs to be a good one. It needs to be. And I just felt so clearly the Holy Spirit tell me, people can't figure out why they're not happy. And it was confirmed this morning as I was praying, and I was like, all right, Lord, if we're going to attack the question about happiness, you know, where do I go to? Where do I find scripture on that? And the most amazing thing happened. I was just sitting there praying, and I heard God say Romans 5. And so I opened up my Bible, and I turned to Romans 5. And sure enough, Romans 5 is titled, Faith Brings Joy. And so that brings me to the question for today, the question that we're going to attack in this episode, that we're going to solve, that we're going to hopefully set some people free in today, is why am I not happy? Why am I not happy? Why am I a Christian? Why am I a believer? Potentially, why am I successful? Or maybe why am I not successful? Why am I in a relationship? Why am I not in a relationship? But why, no matter what, am I not happy? Why can I never seem to maintain any sort of happiness in my life? And I really believe that it is a question that we're going to set some people free today. So would you pray with me? We're going to do that on this podcast. We're going to pray a little bit. We're going to have some fun. We're also going to believe that, you know, we're going to talk about Jesus, and we're going to believe in faith that we're going to learn about him. But I also believe that we're going to encounter his Spirit. And so I just fully believe that even no matter where you're listening, where you could be driving in your car, you could be at the gym, you could be at work, you could be just laying in your room or whatever you're doing, I believe that Holy Spirit wants to encounter you wherever you are, and that you listening to this right now, you could feel the presence of God no matter where you are. And that is the goal, really, because we know the Bible says that Holy Spirit is our teacher. And so hopefully what I'm doing in this podcast is I'm learning from Holy Spirit, and then I'm teaching it to you, and then you're hearing from him as well. So let's pray. Let's invite God into this thing, and then let's answer this question the best we can. Lord, we just thank you so much for today. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you that it's out. We thank you that it's going to be incredible in every way. And Jesus, we just pray that your hand would be all over today, God. Allow us to understand why we're not happy. So the scripture that I want to read today comes from Romans 5. I'm going to use my phone instead of the Bible. Is that okay? I think it's okay. And as I told you guys this morning, I didn't even know what we were going to talk about today until this morning. And God so clearly put Romans 5 on my heart. I want to read Romans 5 verses 2 through 4. It says, because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege, where we now stand and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they have helped us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. See, I love the fact that God kind of so clearly gave me a verse, because to be honest, when I read the first verses of Romans 5, 2 through 4, I was like, yeah, faith brings joy, which got me hype. I was like, yo, God's in this. This is going to be a great episode. People are going to get set free. People are going to understand and have a perspective change about happiness, blah, blah, blah. And I read that, and I was like, you know, I don't really understand where the joy falls in this. I don't really get, you know, how we're supposed to be joy. This doesn't seem like a very joyful verse, but when you start to really break it down, you start to really dive in, you start to really see what this verse, what Paul is talking about in Romans to the Romans, is he's talking about the ability to carry more than happiness everywhere, no matter where you go, where you are, what season of your life you're in, what's happening around you. And Paul's talking about the ability to maintain this something more powerful than happiness, really, throughout your daily life. And so after reading that, I really felt like, you know, in order to answer the question, why am I not happy, we honestly have to ask two other questions that can help us clarify and lead us back to the answer of why I'm not happy. And I feel like those first two questions are, first, what do you classify as happiness? And two, what is it you're truly looking for? Happiness or joy? And I think when you're able to understand and clarify, okay, what really is happiness? And you're also able to clarify, am I actually looking for it? Am I actually desiring happiness in my life? is that actually going to be the solve to my depression? Is that actually going to be the solve to my sadness, to my loneliness, to this hole in my life, this thing I feel that's never satisfied? Is happiness what I'm searching for? See, happiness is, it's a fleeting emotion. Like, happiness doesn't maintain. Happiness doesn't sustain. Happiness is not something you can build on, because it's a thing that comes and goes and is directly correlated to your outcomes and your experiences. So happiness only comes, the emotion of happiness, the feeling of happiness only comes from outside sources. It only comes from experiences. It only comes from potentially spending time with people. It only comes from these outside outcomes. Earlier today when I was preparing for this podcast, I was like, yo, I'm going to explain happiness. So I looked up the definition of happiness. Definition of happiness literally is a state of being happy. So I was like, that doesn't help me. So I looked up the definition of happy. The definition of happy is defined as contentment, fortunate, and convenient. And I read that and I actually laughed. Like, I legitimately laughed. I was like, that's what we're defining happiness as? Contentment, fortune, and convenience? Because the reality is, the amount of times in our lives that all three of those things, contentment, fortune, and convenience, all align, like the stars align, the eclipse happens, like the rarity of that happening all at once to create the state or feeling of happiness is almost impossible. And so then we are frustrated and we are confused and mad that we can't figure out why we can't sustain a state of happy, why we can't stay happy. But it's because happiness, by definition, is something that's convenient, fortunate, and content. Yet all those things are somewhat impossible to obtain all at one time in our life. I mean, I honestly like to think about it this way. Like, think about when you were a kid and you would get like a lollipop, or you would get like a dessert, or like you'd get something that you really wanted. And as you're eating it, like, you're just feeling so content. You're feeling so fortunate. Like, life is so good. Like, everything is amazing. This lollipop is the best thing I've ever had in my life. Like, it tastes incredible. And then you get down to like the last couple bites and you're like, this is so good. And you start to savor it and you start to eat this lollipop, or maybe it's a popsicle or whatever, like ice cream cone. You just eat it a little slower and a little slower because you just don't want it to end. And then you eat it, you have the last bite, and it tastes so good. And then it's gone. And immediately when it's gone, there's always like a sense of like dissatisfaction, like of discontentment, of like, it's gone. Like, what I just experienced, the joy that I had, the happiness that I experienced within this experience is gone. Because the thing that was giving me happiness disappeared. And so if we're chasing this fleeting state, this almost unachievable experience of happiness, which by definition is the state of being happy, which would be the state of being fortunate, convenient, and content. And if we're constantly chasing that, why are we confused when we ask ourselves why I'm not happy? See, I would argue that the thing that we are actually desiring, the thing that we actually need most in our lives, is not happiness. It's actually joy. It's actually this thing that Jesus promises throughout Scripture, that we will have joy. If you notice, a lot of Christians love to say this: hey man, God never promised happiness. God never promised you would be happy. That's why you suffer, and that's why you're struggling, and that's why you walk through this. And I think that that's a complete cop-out in believing a lie of the enemy that God doesn't want us to be happy, because I actually think that God is giving us something greater than happiness, and that's joy, because happiness is fleeting. So what is joy? Joy, if we're speaking biblically, it's this heavenly, everlasting exuberance, this external exaltation, this boasting, this confidence in knowing who Jesus is, in our salvation. It's this permanent experience of understanding God's glory. Like, it's this permanent, I like to say the most, it's everlasting exuberance. Like, you just can't get rid of this joy that you're carrying. You can't get rid of this, because it's not an experience. Joy doesn't come from outcomes or situations. It comes from our Savior. And the Bible says that you will find joy in your salvation, joy in knowing Jesus. That is true joy. That is greater than happiness. And I fully believe that if God gave us, God, if God just left us in happiness, that wouldn't be the fullness of his goodness. Because with Jesus, I'm a believer that with Jesus, everything is better. Like, you cannot shortchange yourself. You cannot have a bad outcome with Jesus. Nothing gets worse when you're in his will. Nothing gets worse when you're intimate and close with him. Everything with Jesus just gets better. And so if we can experience happiness on our own through outcomes and experiences like lollipops and popsicles and buying a new pair of shoes, then we wouldn't need Jesus. But the reality is we all know that those moments of happiness, they flee and they disappear and they leave us even more empty than we started. So in order for God to be full, in order for God to be truly good, he has to give us something more than happiness, and that's joy. Happiness is fleeting and joy is everlasting. See, if we look back in our passage, and I think it's verse 2, it says, because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. And so I saw that word joyfully and I was like, dude, I got to figure out what this means. And so I went to the Greek and like, I'm not really a big like go to the Greek guy. I don't do that a ton, but I was like, we got to figure out the original meaning of this. So I look back at our passage and the word joyful in that in the Greek is actually, I'm going to butcher this so bad. It's kaukaomi. Kaukaomai? Kaukaomai. That doesn't sound Greek to me at all. Sounds Thai. Anyway, that is the word. And what it means is it means joy. It means to exalt or find glory in a thing. It can be translated to mean glory, boast, rejoiced, and joy. And I thought it was interesting that it could also be translated to mean boast, because if you look up the definition of what boast means biblically, it means to celebrate, to be confident in, to boast in our Savior. And I really believe that this is exactly why Jesus never promised happiness, but he always promised joy, is because he understood the dichotomy of happiness and joy. Now, I believe God wants you to be happy. I fully do. And if you're walking in a season where you're like, I'm just not happy. I'm just dragged down. I am just, nothing goes well. I hate my job. I hate my community. I don't like my church. I don't like this. I don't want to get out of bed in the morning. I'm just not happy. I fully believe that God wants you to be happy, but more than he wants you to be happy, he wants you to be full of joy. And I believe that joy can be received and you can experience joy on a complete level all the time, every single day, no matter what you are. If you understand that happiness needs circumstance and all joy needs is our Savior. See, it's a lot of the time this happiness thing is a perspective. See, what are we getting joy from? What are we getting our happiness from? So if things in your life have to go well in order for you to experience this thing called happiness, then you're getting happiness from the wrong things. Someone DM'd me the other day and they're like, yo, I hate my job. I think it's toxic. I don't like it, blah, blah, blah. And they had this other thing to say. And this just said, I'm just not happy. And my first thought was, I feel like someone just needs to say this. And it might be kind of like, it might be kind of polarizing and people may not enjoy this, but I think someone just needs to say this. You're not happy because you're looking for happiness in the wrong things. And potentially, you will never be happy until you change your perspective. And I'm grateful that Romans 12:2 tells us that God can make us a brand new person by changing the way that we think. And I fully believe, and you're going to hear me throughout the entirety of this podcast, talk about the power of allowing Holy Spirit to renew our minds, to think with the mind of Christ, to think as he does, and to experience life as he does, to see as he does, to have our perspectives changed in order to see, hear, believe, and carry faith as Jesus does. The Holy Spirit's empowering us to do so. And so I believe that the reason that so many of us ask the question, why am I not happy, is because you've never understood where you're supposed to get that from. You thought maybe your happiness was going to come when you graduated college and you're out of school. You thought maybe your happiness was going to come when you landed that dream job, when you made over $60,000 a year. You thought maybe your happiness was going to come when you met the right person, when you got married. You thought happiness was going to come once you had kids and you got the right dog and you moved into the right neighborhood. You thought happiness was going to come when you had enough Instagram followers or you had the right amount of shoes. You thought happiness was going to come in all these situations, and every single time it happened, you were left empty, wondering why you're still not happy. Because the reality is those things were never meant to fulfill or sustain us. But Jesus is the only thing that if we look to will ever sustain us, fulfill us, allow us to step into freedom and fullness and joy. Because you think about it this way, if your happiness is found in a new car, what happens when your car is not new anymore? If your happiness is found in a new car, what happens when your car gets crashed? What happens when someone at the grocery store dings it with a grocery cart? What happens is your happiness then gets banged with a grocery cart. Your happiness crashes. Your happiness no longer feels new anymore. But if your joy comes from a Savior who never changes, who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, who offers you freedom, grace, love, peace, joy every single day available by just asking Holy Spirit to give it to you, then you're never going to lack in any of those areas because you're getting it from a place that can never lack. You're getting it from a source that's never ending. You're getting it straight from Jesus. You're getting it straight from heaven. And that's going to change the outcome of how you experience happiness or joy. I don't think you want to be happy. Genuinely, I don't think that humanity desires happiness. I don't think that is like when people say, oh, most of life for so many people is the pursuit of happiness. I actually would argue that life is not about the pursuit of happiness, but it's about the pursuit of fullness. And I think when you pursue fullness, the only thing in this life that can give you fullness, that can give you the thing that we all pursue to fill the void, to cure our hearts, to break the chains, so we can walk away from addiction, so we can walk away from negative self-thinking, so we can walk away from all the things that plague us and drag us down, so we can step into fullness, freedom, joy, love, peace. The only thing that's going to allow us to do that is living intimately and closely with Jesus, meaning being aware of Holy Spirit within you, and being aware with how you are in Jesus and Jesus is in you. That is the only thing in this world that is ever going to let you pursue fullness. And I think the lie of this world that the pursuit of happiness is the purpose of this world is just absolute, just crap. And I'm going to say crap on this podcast because it's mine. I can do it. Like, I just think the pursuit of happiness is a lie. Because when you pursue happiness, happiness will never lead to fullness. Fullness is what we pursue, is what we want, is the desire. The desire is to feel whole, is to feel successful in a way where we're not earning or striving for anything anymore. And that desire, like I already said, is coming straight from the fullness of knowing Jesus. And when we go and we ask ourselves questions like, why am I not happy? Will I ever be happy? Do I even deserve happiness? Like, I've just never been happy in my life. I don't think I can even experience happiness. I think you're aiming at the wrong thing. I really believe that your perspective has been lying to you, that you have your sights focused on the wrong thing. You should be desiring fullness, desiring intimacy with Jesus. And intimacy and fullness with Jesus brings you joy, which is even greater, fuller, and more powerful than happiness. So to answer your question in one sentence, why am I not happy? I would actually fully believe that you're not happy because you were never meant to be happy. You were meant to be joyful. You were meant to be full. You're meant to be complete. You're meant to be finished. You're meant to be a perfect mirror of Jesus. And when Jesus died on the cross, he washed everything away for you. So that all you have to do now is receive and step into the fullness of Jesus so you can experience things greater than happiness, like joy, like freedom, like peace, like a confidence, like a boasting in our Savior. So why are you not happy? The question is easy. The answer is more complex. Because what we had to do today was we had to break down other questions to understand happiness truly, to understand the desire of humanity, to understand what God has given us and what he's already done for us on the cross. And like Romans tells us, happiness comes through faith. It comes through fully believing in Jesus. And more so than happiness, joy comes through faith. It comes through believing fully that what Jesus did on the cross is enough, and that you now have access to the fullness of the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And one day you're going to step into eternity. But now you have access to everything that Jesus has already given you. You have access to full joy. And so today, I would just say for you, for the end of this podcast, as I wrap it up, I'm trying to keep these episodes short. I would say this, right now, as this podcast ends, before you get out of your car, before you finish at the gym, wherever you are, just ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, today, would you renew my mind? Would you allow me to step into the fullness that you have for me? Would you allow me to desire and empower me to desire you more than happiness? And I believe fully that when you begin to desire the presence of God, you desire intimacy with Jesus, you're going to step into fullness that's going to lead to joy, that's going to lead you overflowing with this everlasting exuberance that's going to have you laughing at the desire of happiness. I don't desire happiness because happiness flees. I desire joy because joy is Jesus. Love is Jesus. Peace is Jesus. And that is what I desire. I love you guys so much. I'm believing that over this podcast right now, in the name of Jesus, chains of depression, anxiety are going to fall off right now. And you're going to actually step into a season of joy in your life. And you're going to experience joy in a way that you never have in your life ever, because you're going to also experience an intimacy with the Lord that you didn't even know was possible. Simply by asking him to renew your mind and sitting in the presence of God, waiting for him, listening to him, worshiping him, desiring him, and being aware of his presence all day long. I love you guys so much. Welcome back to Questions with Caden. I can't wait. I really can't wait for all that this is going to turn into, all that this is going to be, everything that God is going to do. And I'm just pumped. So be sure to follow the Instagram page, Questions with Caden. You can also follow me on Instagram at caden.fabrizio to stay up to date when podcast episodes release, who the new guest will be. And one of the coolest parts is, if you do have a question, like a faith question, one that you really struggle with, one that you've brought to your pastors, one that you've taken to people you respect, or you just never felt like you got the answer to, send it in. You can DM it to me at questions with Caden, or at caden.fabrizio on Instagram, and I will read it and do my best to try and get as many of these questions in circulation to answer questions that people want answered. So I love you guys a ton. Make sure, if this podcast helped you, make sure that you share it with somebody. Like, share what God is doing in this podcast with someone you love, someone that you believe should walk in the fullness of joy and love and peace that Jesus offers in their life. And so go ahead and share the podcast. And subscribe. Since it's a new podcast, one of the best things you can do for a new podcast is actually subscribe to it and leave a review. And the reason I'm asking you to do that is because when you leave a review and you subscribe, it actually helps with algorithms and stuff that will push this podcast out to more people, so that more people can see the podcast, can hear about it, can get engaged, can follow along, hopefully find freedom, meet Jesus, grow in their faith, all the amazing things. And so if you guys would do that, that would mean so much to me. Like I said before, I love you guys a ton. I'm grateful you clicked on this podcast. I'm excited for everything that this podcast is going to be, everything that God's going to do in it. And I cannot wait for the next one. The guest that's coming on is awesome. And the question that we will be answering is massive. So I love you guys a ton. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.